Freddie Hubbard is a legendary name in jazz. In the 1960s, he was a popular and critically acclaimed trumpeter and bandleader. But by the 1980s, he had all but disappeared from the jazz scene. Now he's attempting a comeback. From New York, Tom Vitale has the story.
Freddie Hubbard says the low point in his career came in the early 1990s. After he split his lip and lost the ability to play, he started drinking, suffered an ulcer, and almost died.
I started drinking Jack Daniels to feel good, you know, Jack Daniels and Coca-Cola. And I had an ulcer. I went over to London and I fell out. I've never passed out. But I lost 4 pints of blood, and the doctor said, you're going to have to clean up your body, because otherwise you're looking to go. So I said, well, I'm not ready to go, so let me cool out.
Hubbard's decline is more startling when you consider the heights from which he fell. In the early 1970s, Hubbard supplanted Miles Davis as the top jazz trumpeter in polls of fans and critics. Then he won a Grammy for his record, First Light. Critic Stanley Crouch calls Hubbard one of the most important and original jazz trumpeters of the last 40 years.
From the moment that he played one note, you knew that was Freddie Hubbard. So he had a sound as distinctive as Miles Davis, as Louis Armstrong, as Clifford Brown. I mean, he was one of those trumpet players. Also an extraordinarily powerful player. Great stamina, great range, swung very hard, was a beautiful ballad player, and seemed to have very few limitations in terms of getting through material, whether the material was very simple material or very complex material. He was quite a musician.
He was one of my main influences.
Wynton Marsalis.
All the trumpet players in the 70s, you can hear Freddie Hubbard sound in their way of playing. He's such a phenomenal trumpet player. Just the sound, the largeness of his sound, the velocity and the swing.
Hubbard was a little-known bebop player, imitating Miles Davis solos, when he dropped out of college in Indianapolis and moved to New York. In the late 1950s, the 20-year-old trumpeter shared an apartment with saxophonist and flutist Eric Dolphy, and he quickly established himself at jam sessions across the city. Hubbard says he was playing with John Coltrane at Birdland one night when Miles dropped by.
Miles was sitting on the front of the stage, so I was copying his solo off of one of his records. And so when I saw him, I said, oh, my God, I gotta make up something else very quick. So I came up with something pretty good. So when I got up the stage, he said, come here, man. I'm going to talk to you. So I talked to him, and he introduced me to Alfred Lyons. And he told Alfred, sign him up.
And that's just what Alfred Lyons did, signing Hubbard to a 4-record deal with his legendary Blue Note label. Hubbard's reputation burned even brighter as the horn player of choice among leaders of more adventurous jazz. In addition to Eric Dolphy's Out to Lunch, Hubbard appeared as a sideman on John Coltrane's Ascension, East Broadway Rundown by Sonny Rollins, Herbie Hancock's Maiden Voyage, and Oliver Nelson's Blues and the Abstract Truth.
I met all these people, man. But a lot of them came to get me, too. They sought me out because they saw I wanted to experiment. And during that period, I was changing the style of the trumpet. I was trying to play the trumpet like a saxophone. Instead of saying da 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 do di di da do, I was saying dilly do boo da do ba ba be, playing more intervals, and I was trying to make those long glissando ones like da 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 da. And trumpet players don't do that.
Hubbard says in all, he played on more than 300 records. Then, in the 1970s, he moved to Hollywood.
You know, lifestyle out there is different from out here, man. New York. I was living in Hollywood Hills above the Bowl. I could look at the ocean on this side, and I could hear the concerts free at the Bowl. I had big swimming pool. I'd have parties all the time. And the trumpet just was in the corner a lot of times when it should have been on my lips.
When he did pick up his trumpet, Hubbard played pop and R&B. Years ago, Hubbard split his lip in Philadelphia by playing without warming up. He continued to perform until the lip got infected and he had to stop. In the 1990s, he says he managed to make a living on royalties when rap musicians sampled his music.
I be hating sucker MCs and the sucker niggas posing like they hard when we know they damn hard. What you figure? Round wise, I do the figure eight so concise.
Sometimes he was even asked to play a few notes.
Guess they called me up. Like I said, do 16 bars. The money was good, so I didn't feel the need to go out on the road and hustle and bustle.
After some soul-searching, Hubbard says he decided to try to play real jazz again. This spring, he released his first CD in 6 years. But the 63-year-old trumpeter says he'll never have the chops he once had.
It's mind-boggling, man. But I've come to the conclusion that I'm not going to play that way again, as far as giving up all the 30 choruses I used to play. And I used to play with such intensity, trying to play like Coltrane and play, you know, hard and long. I think now I have to dig down and play with more soul.
Hubbard says he plans to continue working with his current band, the New Jazz Composers Octet, and he wants to visit schools, in part, to encourage a new generation of composers.
We gotta bring this music back to the real deal. If you notice, nobody's written any good songs lately. What song can you name me that's famous that they've written? The last 10 years. Like a Sidewinder. You remember that?
Yeah.
You remember Red Clay? You remember Herbie's Maiden Voyage? You remember Miles All Blues? You see what I'm saying? When we came along behind Train and Miles then, you had to come up with some songs.
Freddie Hubbard revisits some of his best-known songs in new arrangements on his latest CD, New Colors. For NPR News, I'm Tom Vitale in New York.